Welcome to the road from procrastination to destiny. I'm your host, Jeff. On tonight's episode, we want to ask you a question as it relates to your destiny, things that you are working on, goals, dreams, vision, etc. The question is, are you okay? Are you okay? That might seem like a puzzling question, especially seeing that we talked about celebrating our successes and documentation. And now at this point of podcast, after being a year into the podcast, we ask the question, are you okay? The dictionary defines okay as all right, proceeding normally, satisfactory, or under control. When you look at your vision and your dream and your goals and your destiny and your version of success, is it proceeding normally? Do you have it under control? Normally, tends to be the amount of time that you see other people in your industry putting in to do the same amount of work or the same things. It amazes me that we see people that all of a sudden, music artists, for instance, they get a song that finally gets accepted worldwide, makes them millions, and people think that they are one-hit wonder. Many times you don't see the process behind the scenes, them playing at little clubs, hole-in-the-wall clubs. I had a couple of people approach me in the grocery store trying to sell a CD so they can get the numbers so that people will take a look at them and take them seriously. That is part of a process unless you are networked in or connected with somebody that can advance you up in the line, and you still have to pay your dues. I believe in favor 100%. I pray for favor daily. I also have to make sure and remind myself that everything is going according to plan and everything is under control. When I start freaking out about my destiny, that's when I start to make irrational choices and irrational decisions that will put me in a vulnerable position or an uncomfortable situation, or I have to make a choice between my vision and something else that is not as important to me. You will always have to make decisions and choices when it comes to your vision and to your destiny. That is part of the process. However, if you've taken the time to prioritize those things that are important to your destiny and your vision and lay it out flat, when those choices come, you have a clear way to smartly act instead of react. You can combine a couple of actions that will free up more time for this choice that you have to make. You can make the choice and leave room enough to come back to something else that was more important at that time. As we go through life, every day may present something that is more important, that's what's already on your agenda, for the day and the things that you wanted to accomplish. Welcome back in part two of Are You Okay? We want to talk about, are you okay with changes that have happened since you started your road to destiny? Are you okay with the changes that have happened since you started on that road from procrastination to destiny? I want us to say with everybody, yes, that's not a smart answer. Okay. The reality is that sometime on this road, we will not be okay. We will not be all right with some of the changes that have happened. Whether those changes come externally or some changes you had to make within yourself, you may not be okay with those changes. And this is a point that you want to identify what you are not okay with, what you are not all right with. This is the part where I would have you to make a chart. You know, I love Excel chart. And I would have you make a chart that says, I'm not okay with. List them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The second column of this chart is, why am I not okay with it? I need you to give reasons and justification. And the third column, what has to happen to make me okay with it and to proceed on? And I give you that activity and that worksheet because so many times we just say, you know what, I'm not happy with that and I'm just going to give up. And if you're listening to this podcast, you already know and you have subscribed to the point that I do not want you to give up, but I want you to reach your destiny. So as we change, there will be some things that we used to accept and it was okay, but as we are moving ahead, it is no longer acceptable. We need to identify those things to make sure they are not a hindrance to your further progress and that it does not sabotage you, or you do not sabotage yourself on this road from procrastination to destiny. And I love the third column is, what has to happen or what has to change to make it okay with me? Because I would add the fourth column is that the changes have been made. How are you going to proceed forward? Because we can talk it all the way through and get to what has to happen. The last step is the changes have been made. What are you going to do to move forward? This may cause you to have to write new steps, new algorithms, new goals, a new vision statement. It may cause you to rethink How are you going to get to that destiny? Reroute. You may have to go back and retrace your steps to fix some things in order to move forward. This is your action point. It's not a no, but a necessary delay to give you the proper course correction that you need. So you can continue to say, I am okay. Everything is proceeding normally, and everything is under control. Alrighty, let's go ahead and knock this last section out here. Are you okay with yourself? We're talking about your mental health. In the process of dealing with the stress of going from procrastination to destiny, how are you handling those things? Are you taking a break? Are you doing vacations? Are you doing things to minimize your stress level? One of the amazing things that happen if you're following the Olympic is the American gymnast Simone Biles, all around favorite to win her competition and lead her team to a goal, but she had a health issue that she bowed out, said that she needed to take care of her mental health. It's amazing that a lot of people gave her flack for wanting to take care of herself. But we tell you to do that all the time. If you are not mentally good, you will not be able to sustain the pressure that come along with the success that you are trying to reach. Your mind has to be sound enough to handle those things. And you have to say, I am okay mentally. I am okay physically, which means that I'm in shape. I found that out on vacation. I did some swimming things that I had not done in a long time. And my core muscles were saying, what are you doing? I'm gonna hold out for you because you're here, but you're gonna pay for it after the fact. Even if it's been a while since you've done some of the things, stretch. Always stretch. Build your core. Work on your core muscles. That is what holds you up, holds you upright in your business. Your core things, your core foundation is what is going to hold up your business. They are your pillars for success. They're your vision, your goals, your mission statement. Work on your breathing and your relaxation. Can you really say I'm okay with all the physical parts of me that make me up? Not just the eating, not just the drinking, but your breathing, your relaxation, your stretching, your walking, your lifting of weights, added weights. For tone, definition of body, are you okay physically? And then, are you okay spiritually? You have to be at peace in your spirit. No amount of money is worth your peace. And I know with success, we want the money that comes with it, the fame that comes with it, but what do you have to sacrifice? You might say, well, you know what? I will sacrifice my peace just to get it. And then once you get it and still have no peace because you have to maintain it. Peace will allow you to obtain it, maintain it, sustain it, and then be able to pass it on to somebody else. and help somebody else obtain what you have. That is a piece that everyone has to work on by themselves. Remember when it started off, are you okay? Since the changes. When I turned 50, my perspective on a lot of things changed, which also allowed me to let a lot of stresses go that was attached to things that I thought was important to get to be successful or to reach my destiny. A lot of that was stuff that I put on myself, extra weight, extra baggages that did not need to be there. Are you doing the same thing? Are you putting extra weight on yourself that does not need to be there? Whether physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially, rules, restrictions, deadlines. Are you handling the extra baggages that will be slowing you down and weighing you down and sapping your energy? Are you okay physically, mentally, and spiritually?